Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Chad sitting across from Ballsy.
Hello.
And the long weekend is done. I'm much like you. I got a lot of work done out at the lake. And my father-in-law, Ron, is one of the hardest working individuals I know.
Yeah.
This grinder does not slow down. Sunday, we decide, well, we're going to sit and watch the hockey game that afternoon. The ladies are going out to a bridal shower. So we could sit and watch hockey, have a couple beer, that kind of thing. So that doesn't happen. Ron decides, well, let's put some stairs in down to the lake. Okay, so we put some stairs in.
Only take a couple minutes.
Right.
We'll be back for the end of the first period.
And he says, you know, let's put the dock in.
That shouldn't take long.
Well, it's a floating dock, so it's got to go out in multiple pieces. And I say, okay, yeah, that's fine. He works at a pace that is crazy. Like, him and I are from two totally different generations. They are just...
He works hard and you're lazy?
Right. I think the older generation is of the mindset of, let's work hard, get it done, then have the beer.
Right.
My generation is...
I'm with him.
Let's work, have a beer. Like, what I can do in 8 hours, he'll get done in 4.5 hours.
Well, yeah, and he's smarter because if you... I'm like him. You work... Then you rest, then you're done. You don't work, because what happens to a guy like you will work, and I'm not saying you don't work, but you'll work, then you'll have a beer, and that one beer will turn to two beer, and that project on Sunday goes till next weekend.
But I'm also of the mentality that, listen, it's a long weekend. The weather's nice. You should sit and work at a relaxed pace. I mean, it's the weekend. This should be your downtime. So if you're going to do it, yeah, do it. But, you know... Work at your own pace. Have a couple beers.
Is Ron still work?
Yes, of course.
Oh, he's not retired yet.
No, and man, I'm telling you, man, he's a beauty. Like he's a really, really good guy, and that's what makes it really hard because you don't want him to disapprove of you. So when you're working with him, you have to stay at his pace. And I'm in these hip waders.
Yeah, how was that?
Well, first off, I'm a little bit of a robust individual. Okay?
They didn't exactly fit.
So for me to fit into that...
You needed Spanx?
I looked like Jacques Cousteau if he gave up on life. Like, just like...
You need Spanx.
I needed more than Spanx. I needed smack the hell out of us is what I needed. Cause...
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, Butch. Butch, are you there, bud? Hello? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I went through the same thing, went out to the beach with the father-in-law and worked like a dog too all weekend. But the nice thing is all the work is done now. So every other weekend we go out, we get to relax, mow the lawn, have a beer in our hand and just chill out.
Relax, mow the lawn, paint, clean up.
But this is what I'm talking
about. Never done.
This is not relaxation. Like when you're doing, but did you work at your own pace or did you just work?
It was work mostly. Saturday night is always saved for poker and beer. So Sunday morning's a little bit late, but it was continuous work.
Yeah. See, that's not a long weekend. Like now you're going into the work week tired as a dog.
That's
right?
Why it's called long weekend, because you're grinding. It feels like you can't wait for the weekend to be done. You want to get back to work.
I came back to work to relax.
I'm starting to think I might be lazy.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Welcome. If you've never heard us before, we're at thewolfrocks.com. You can see our ugly mugs there. And you can say, geez, they're a lot uglier than I thought they'd be.
Hey, finally, guys, something to motivate you to exercise. This comes out of James Cook University in Australia. Three exercises men can do to improve their performance in bed. Has nothing to do with squats or bench press.
Kegels.
Okay? Check this out.
You're
on the right track. You're supposed to fake flatulence fighting. Tighten up your muscles in your butt like you're trying to stop from farting. Hold for 10 seconds, relax, and repeat 10 times.
That's Kegels, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Testes retraction.
No.
Using your muscles to try to draw your testes up towards your body.
No.
Hold for 10 seconds, relax, repeat 10 times.
Nobody ever wants the words testes and retraction to be in the same sentence.
I could try that one, but this one really, the older you get, you'll know where I'm coming with this. Pee stoppage. Try and stop your flow midstream while peeing. Now, this all sounds ridiculous, but research, as evidenced by your laugh, research has found it will probably help more than 3 out of 4 men improve in the bedroom.
Really?
Yes. So, stop fake farting. Testes. And the painful one, stop peeing.
Stop peeing altogether?
Well, in the mid-flow.
Okay, well, we need to clarify that.
I'm telling you something right now. I'm not doing that at 2 in the morning.
Let me also clarify here. Huh. Ballsy is in no way a medical professional.
No, but this comes from James Cook University in Australia.
Oh, great. I know we've heard a ton of what they do out there.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
Ballsy, I would like to apologize. I'm eating very garlicky pita chips.
I actually tasted it in my mouth. That's how garlicky
really?
They are.
Well, I mean, I did give you a good kiss there.
No. I didn't mean that.
Oh, not because of that?
No.
Right. Hopefully, I had a great May long weekend. Mine was almost ruined because I found a tick on me. And I know if you're like me, as soon as you find one, you just think you're covered in them.
Oh, you're crawling in
them,
yeah.
And you cannot take enough showers. You just can't. And you feel like you're going to find them, like you have when you check yourself for ticks, which I'd imagine you do. And it's even nicer if you have somebody else there to check you for ticks. But, you know, you always do the hairline thing, right? Now,
like
for a guy
check
like,
you for ticks.
Right. Check you for ticks.
Check you for ticks.
So
terrible,
but guys like you and I don't have to worry about it too much in the hair because you just go, well, there's nothing there. I mean, we got no hair, so that's not a big deal. Then you get into the neckline, right? And like for me, for some reason, I always think they're gonna burrow behind my ears, and they're never there. They're always like on your legs. That's where they are for me because you're always walking through the grass.
I am scarred for life, and I don't mean literally, figuratively. So when I was about 6, when I had hair, I remember we were out in Chrono, and
ooh-wee.
I know
what were you doing there.
Well, whatever. And then we came home, and we lived next door to a doctor, Dr. Patel, and my mom's like, you got a wood tick and it's embedded. So we had to go in. We went to Dr. Patel's house next door and Dr. Patel pulls out this lighter and burns the tick off my head.
Off your head?
Yeah, like burned it
like,
off my
like
head. Off
the
my
hair
scalp.
And everything?
Yeah, off my scalp. Ugh, yeah.
That seems ridiculous.
Well, it worked.
How long was that tick in there?
I don't know. It was in there for a couple of days. I think that explains a lot of problems I've had.
So
nervous twitch. Yeah,
it sucked some brains out. So our dog, who we put like the oil on, right? Like whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that keeps the ticks away. Yeah. It generally does. Mm. But every now and then I will find one hanging on her chest. That's where they always hang out because she runs through the bush.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes me a while to find them. And by the time you see it, it's like the big, gross,
juicy one. Yeah.
Tick, right?
Yeah.
There's kind of nothing more satisfying than pulling that off.
See, what do you guys get at cat? Like, what do you get out of camping and at the lake? There's bugs, there's mosquitoes, there's ticks.
Oh, this outdoor stuff.
I'm serious.
Sunlight.
Well, I ride my bike around, but I'm not riding through the woods.
I just like to sit at home and listen to check you for ticks.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Check you for ticks.
Great song. That's
very accurate. This one says, ballsy ticks and skeeters are a small price to pay to be in nature and enjoy what I love. Fish.
Whatever.
Yeah,
good luck with that.
Same texter. I agree with Chad. Went fishing at Craven Dam. When I got home, I had one on my leg and 3 on my sweater after I sat on the grass for like 5 minutes. They work quick, those ticks, man.
Yeah, boy, that sounds relaxing and enjoyable to me. Yeah, sitting on the old dam with
the old crickets and the old ticks. You know you can get ticks, like, here in the city, too,
No, you
right?
can't. There's no ticks on urban, in
yes,
the urban
is.
Concrete jungle.
There absolutely is.
No, there is not.
what are you talking about?
How many trees and what kind of grass am I walking through?
I don't. Well, they're everywhere. They're,
no, they're
even
not.
When you cut grass.
Oh, they're not. I don't have grass right now to cut. I don't care.
Here's a text. Again, no name on it. Please leave your name. I'd like to. Oh, yeah. No, Dirk. There we go.
Okay, Dirk.
That doesn't sound real, by the way. But Dirk.
That's okay.
I remember. Oh, this is a nightmare story. I remember way back in elementary school during outdoor ed, one of my classmates got a tick underneath their eyelid.
Ooh.
Apparently, the tick was hanging out in their sunglasses and was able to latch on when my classmate put the glasses on. Now, Dirk, here I have a couple of questions. How didn't your classmate feel the tick on their eye before it went into their eye, under their eyelid? Like, wouldn't you feel it crawling around on your, like, around your eye?
I guess, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Like, if anything even comes near my eye, I'm freaking out. So I don't understand how it got under the eyelid. Secondly, how'd they get it out? Like, did they have to dig into the eye to get?
I don't know. Stay inside and play video games, kid.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
A lot of people don't barbecue until, you know, spring. And May long is kind of the first
one. I'm a year-rounder.
Right. A lot of people, there are some people who are, too. But a lot of people fire it up for the first time. So this is when you get to, you know, try out your skills once again. And you do get a lot of rust over the winter, too. Like, even cooking a steak, usually it takes me one or two tries to get back into that mode.
Got
to
make sure you clean that grill off, too.
Well, you got to clean the grill, and you just got to, you know, low and slow, right? Low and slow. You don't need that high heat. Just nice and
kind of like your sex life. Low and slow. Low and slow.
You might say. But you can always get a little help from condiments when you burn things horribly, and there's a new one called Mayo Chup, and it is exactly what it sounds like, mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together in a bottle. I have not tried it.
I will never try it. Yuck.
However, this is why you need to Google anything before you manufacture it in large quantities.
Why is that?
Because Mayo Chup in Cree happens to mean blank face. Like, rhymes with pit. Face.
Well, the Cree had it right then, because that's exactly what Mayo Chup sounds like to me.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you have to be in order to eat it.
That's right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Happy Tuesday. It's a nice little bingo that we're done with Monday already, you know.
Now, on the weekend, you work with your father-in-law, Ron, and you put out steps in the dock there.
Yeah, sure.
I did a little spring cleaning inside my condo. I just want to, and it's not like I'm making a big revelation here, but there are four areas that you negate when you clean, okay? Four areas you need to do. I went up on the counter and, you know, like above the cupboards?
Yeah.
Dusty. I could never figure out why the place is dusty all the time because I dusted. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Vacuumed it, wiped it with a paper towel, and then vinegar and water. Finally got it clean. Like, are you kidding
me? You get, like, that film on top of it,
too, right? Oh, it's
gross.
You got to put that, not plastic, but, like, it's like wax paper at the top.
Sure.
So I got to get some of that.
Ugh.
Your baseboards when you're washing the floor?
Yeah.
God, the grime on the top? Yeah. Gross. You know another place that nobody gets to because, well, let's face it, it's not exactly, I don't know what the way to put it. No, accessible is a good word.
Obvious.
Attractive to clean is behind the toilet.
Oh, no, you got to clean that every
but
time.
But the stuff behind the toilet, oh,
gross.
My God. And
gross.
The other thing is your blinds. You got to clean your blinds.
Yeah.
Do you clean your blinds?
Yeah.
You
I'm
do?
Sure we do.
I'm sure.
Yeah. You got to clean your blinds.
You don't do a lot of cleaning, do you?
No, I do. I do a little bit. Callie is a neat freak.
Like, that was like a crime scene in there.
Yeah.
I Jav-X the whole
Dexter,
thing. Oh, man. I was Dexter on a weekend. It felt good.
And if there's still the occasional person, not many now, but there's still the occasional person who will hack darts inside their house.
Can't
if you smoke in your house, man, you better clean that place constantly. Your walls turn yellow.
Oh, I remember my aunt and uncle smoked. They rolled their own smokes. Like, they smoked like chimneys. They've given it up.
Yeah,
but I remember walking into their house.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they had white walls and holy cow, yellow?
Yeah. That and then on top of counters and.
Can you imagine your teeth and what your lungs look like?
Don't worry about that. Just clean your walls and everything's fine.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
On social media this weekend, everybody was going off about the Game of Thrones finale.
They're all pissed.
Yeah, a lot of people mad.
And they're mad.
The thing is, there were all these memes coming out comparing Game of Thrones and the finale to like Dexter and Sopranos.
Now, some of the more disappointing endings they
right,
figure.
But it threw me off because I didn't know how Dexter ended. I've never actually watched it right to the end. And then I saw this meme and it gives you exactly how it ended. I'm just like, ah, come on.
I didn't see that meme, so I'm going to watch Dexter and
so
enjoy
the
it.
Spoilers, right? Like all these spoilers. Yeah. And they asked a whole pile of people, you know, when it's okay to throw out a spoiler. And most people say after about a week, they think a week. A week is fine.
Yeah, I think a week, and then you can just go off. I mean, I even think it's shrinking less than a week with the way social media is and everything. Like right away, I Googled Game of Thrones spoilers right away.
Yeah,
I mean, it didn't matter to me. All the names meant nothing.
We're not going
to
give you any.
No, but I'm just saying. Like, I'd say, you know what? I'd say 3 days.
Well, you have so many options to watch them.
That's
now.
Right.
Like,
that's what I mean.
You don't have to watch it live anymore. So if you miss it, just watch it at your nearest convenience. Now, if you can't see it within 3 days.
Yeah, I think 3 days is the...
How busy are you?
Yeah. I mean, TV comes first.
That's exactly
Who cares
it.
About your kids or your job or anything?
But it's funny. I had another friend of mine who did not know how Sopranos ended. And he read this meme and he just went off. How dare you tell me how the Sopranos...
Nothing.
And I'm just thinking, how don't you know how the Sopranos... Do you live under a rock?
Yeah.
That had one of the most notorious endings of any series of all time.
Don't tell me how the Titanic ends.
Which one? The movie or the actual Titanic?
Don't tell me how either one ends.
Yeah, neither one of them end very great. I will say this.
What?
There was room on the freaking door.
What do you mean by that?
There was room on the door. Kate Winslet could have moved over and let Leo walk.
Hey!
That's all.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Text coming in. Just a quick message about the Game of Thrones spoilers. I haven't watched the series, but saw an article online shared on one of those popular sites like HuffPost or something like that. That gave away how the series ended 1 hour after the show ended, and the subject of the article gave it away. Not even a spoiler warning or nothing. Needless to say, lots of pissed off comments in that article comment section.
Well, but come on. In this day and age, you know that you shouldn't go on social media when it's something so popular like Game of Thrones.
But
millions
1 hour,
of people are watching it.
1 hour afterward.
5 minutes, man. You can't go on.
No, but 1 hour afterward. That's.
I'm
too
sorry,
soon.
But for something like that,
if don't be sorry.
You need to watch that live. You need to watch that live. Otherwise, it's on you. Too many people are watching that live.
Yeah, arguably one of the biggest season finales in the last 3-4 years, maybe.
Easy.
Even bigger than Big Bang Theory.
Oh, easy.
Because Big Bang Theory, you kind of knew how it was going to end. And then that was kind of it. Game of Thrones, it's just one of those shows where everything is so up in the air that you don't know how it's going to end.
How far are you along?
Season 3.
Yeah. I haven't started, nor will I. But
I have a long way to go yet. But it is just, it's pretty mind-blowing how quickly things change in that series. But one thing that hasn't changed is their inability to edit things out. So it was, episode 2 of this season when they had the Starbucks or the coffee cup.
Yeah, catering coffee cup, yeah.
Right, the coffee cup just sitting on the table in front of the Khaleesi. And now, in the season finale, the biggest show that has ever happened for Game of Thrones, they have water bottles sitting by the feet of the actors as they're sitting on their chairs. You can see them at the foot of the chair.
They purposely did that.
It has to be, right?
Well, they have to be. They spend $90 million an episode, or whatever the hell it is. All the pyro and stuff. You think they're going to not edit that out? Come on.
And they would have, if it were a problem to them, there's no way they wouldn't have somebody go through every single scene, almost frame by frame, to make sure that there's nothing in it.
Yeah, I have no dog in this fight. I'm not really watching it. It must have been a really horrible, horrible ending to the show, because people are mad. Like, they are mad. Like, they want it rewritten. They want to do a do-over. Like, they're now it's like they wasted 8 years of their life. 8 seasons of their life?
People are very upset. You know what I'm upset about? The fact that we only had 3 people sign our petition to bring back Weekend at Bernie's. So,
what is Jonathan Silverman going to do?
Priorities, people.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Be reaching out and saying good morning to Jordan Eberle. Hello, Jordan. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing always well, good. Jordan. Now Jordan's back home in Calgary after a pretty good playoff run for himself. Obviously, didn't go so well against Carolina, but you yourself had a decent playoff run. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, I think I haven't obviously got the opportunity to be in the playoffs too much. So, you know, when they come, those games are just so much fun. I mean, that's why you play during the regular season to get to that point. So, I had a ton of fun. Obviously, he didn't get the end prize, but, you know, it was a stepping stone for us for sure.
Free agency's coming up. How's that looking for you, my friend?
Yeah, it's going to be a new experience for me. I've never been through this. And, yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of uncertainty, but, you know, it's exciting. I, you know, this time around this summer, there's obviously a lot that has to get done. And just excited to kind of hopefully, you know, get that all over with.
So tonight, it's the St. Louis Blues and the San Jose Sharks. 3 good Sasky boys on that St. Louis team, including Jaden Schwartz, who has got 12 goals. He could be a Conn Smythe Trophy guy. You think St. Louis pulls it off tonight, or what do you think?
I think they got it, because I don't think you want to go back to San Jose for Game 7. But, yeah, I think I'm cheering for St. Louis. They got Schwartz, who I know really well, and Braden Schenn, who I also know really well. So, I'm cheering for them. I want to see them do well.
Jordan Eberle joining us. Ebs, so when it comes to doing interviews and things like that, I got a question. Now, there's always the, you know, there's, it seems like hockey players kind of have the pre-manufactured answers, right? You'll hear them every now and then. Do you guys sit around in the locker room before they let the media in and go, God damn it, we got to do this?
It depends on how things are going. I think when things are going bad, that's the last people you want to talk to. And when things are going good, you just tolerate it. So,
yeah.
You know what? In my experience, 99% of media is great. They're all, you know, they got to get their job done, and obviously we got to help them. So,
right, I guess they put butts in the seats, right?
It works pretty well.
Yeah, so we're going to help you, Jordan Eberle. We're going to help you. You got your hockey camp coming up here in August. Tell us about how kids can get involved.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's August 19th to 21st in Regina at the Cooperative Center. You know, the day kind of involves, it's a full day that includes 2 ice times per day, dry land, off-ice skills, class and talk. It's a lot of fun for us and instructors. I think the age groups are 2006, 2009. And you know, you're there every day after participating in camp activities. And you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we just try and let the kids have as much fun as they want. So, you know, we're looking for obviously boys and girls, and I think we got quite a few spots still open. So
right on. How do they get involved?
To get involved, you go to JordanEberleHockeyschool.com, and you can register there, and there's more details there. So,
Jordan, did you have a school like that when you were coming up that you can remember? Like, was there a particular?
Yeah, I went to a couple in Regina. I think more than anything, the biggest thing for me in hockey school is just going there and having fun, just mingling with the instructors, and I'll be there every day. It's more, you know, obviously. You know, hockey for me, especially at that age, is you want to enjoy it. That's the biggest thing. You want to have fun. So,
right.
Obviously, we work on fundamentals and everything, but I think that's kind of our biggest message.
Well, Jordan, thanks for this, and once again, you go to Jordan Eberle Hockey School to get more details.
Appreciate it, guys.
No problem. And unlike Ballsy's kids, he doesn't feed them if they don't score goals.
Yeah, they got to perform, or I don't feed my kids. That's how it works. Sorry, tough love, man. Tough love.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app, and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.